Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. Larry Kudlow. We're talking with John Carney, Breitbart News Editor, Economics and Finance, and co-author of the Breitbart Business Digest, which is a must-read. John, sorry we couldn't get through everything last night on the show. It was our technical screw-up. But there's this tremendous story up on Breitbart about Bank of America's wokeness. I've never seen anything like this before. It's, I guess, the second largest bank in the United States. Monitoring your purchases, tracking your emissions, helping fund abortions, attacking your Second Amendment rights, enforcing environment, social, and governance metrics, ESG, to potentially lock individuals and businesses out of key banking services. So walk through some of this stuff. I want to cover it with you. We got time. This is a very bad story. I mean, this is the worst woke story I've seen.
It's very bad. You're right, Larry. So one of the things that Bank of America has been doing in recent years is saying that they want to also take on the what they call societal responsibilities, as well as, you know, the normal, you know, financial and economic stuff that we would expect to see. And it really started with the environmental, social, and governance stuff, particularly the environmental stuff. They put out a report just in September of last year. So this isn't, you know, they've been pretty open about this. It just hasn't gotten enough attention, where they explain that they're not only trying to reduce their emissions, right? That's, we can see that, but that they're tracking their customers' emissions, particularly big corporate clients. They started with people like autos and energy companies, and they are tracking their emissions so that they can, the way Bank of America thinks about it is, this is the emissions they are financing, and they want to reduce those over the course of the next couple decades to net zero as well. And, you know, they use very Orwellian language. They say they want to inspire and enable customers to do this. But of course, when the second largest bank in the country is telling you they're tracking your emissions, what's going to happen, right? It means that you say, okay, my financing will be easier to obtain if I have lower emissions. And frankly, this is should be really troubling to people like you and I, who believe that we really need to unleash America's energy capabilities. If you have a bank like Bank of America saying, we're not really on board with that, it doesn't matter if we, you know, we get the permits out, if you can't get financing to build the infrastructure needed to extract oil and natural gas out of the ground. And that's a really troubling thing. It used to be that companies spent a lot of money trying to figure out, you know, on consumers' research, right? Which is, by the way, the people who put this research together for us, Will Held, who's the executive director of a group called Consumers Research. I mentioned them last night on TV. I came across them when they were run by Stan Evans decades ago, a conservative stalwart. But companies used to spend a lot of money to figure out, what do our customers want? Here we have something very different. It's them saying, they basically evaluated, what do we want to make our customers do? And that's what's happening here. So yes. They say they're going to track things like the emissions of their customers. They're worried about, you know, how much emissions cows put out. So they want, you know, to fund plant-based, you know, meat alternatives. And then I think particularly one of the most shocking things that came out was this idea that they are funding travel expenses for their employees in states that have put on, you know, more humane, restrictive laws on when you can terminate an unborn child's life. They're going to help you travel to a state that has, that hasn't enacted these reforms yet. And I think for a lot of us, you know, one of these things would be bad enough. Seeing all of them together is really troubling, because it looks like Bank of America is taking sides in a culture war. And frankly, if I was the board of Bank of America, I would want to talk to Brian Moynihan and say, hey, why are we declaring ourselves on one side of this culture war? It is not working out for companies like, you know, Anheuser-Busch, InBev, and InBev, who is the, you know, makes Bud Light, the sales have plunged. It's not working out for Target. They've suffered tremendously. If I were the board of Bank of America or the shareholders, I would demand some explanation about, you know, what level are these decisions being made? Who's okaying them? You know, there's some great people on the board of Bank of America. I don't think that they're aware of all of this, frankly. And I think they should start asking questions and pushing back on it.
John Carney, reading from this Breitbart story, Breitbart has a DEI training program, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, where employees are lectured that the United States is a racist nation that is built on white supremacy, and in particular, white employees are instructed to confront their, quote, white privilege. Really? This is at a bank? Really?
Right. Pretty radical. The Bank of America had been, you know, this, it's almost like a, you know, communist re-education program, frankly, where they're doing struggle sessions and they talk about decolonizing your mind, ceding power to people of color. It's basically critical race theory in, you know, being implemented at a corporate level for employees. And, or I don't want to say for employees. I want to say, like, upon employees. And it is, you know, I mean, they tell you crazy things like that toddlers are racists and that, you know, that this needs to start at a, you know, very young age. And the I don't think, you know, one of the things that's happened is that the middle management at a lot of companies across America have, you know, they came out of these elite colleges. They have all these radical left ideas.
Yep.
And so and they're hiring in these consultants to preach this stuff to people. And I don't think, you know, people realize how crazy it's really gotten.
All right. Brian Moynihan is the CEO. Holy cow. What a story. John Carney of Breitbart. Thank you, John. Appreciate it very much. Folks, we're going to take a break. Other side, my great friend Kevin Hassett, former chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors. We're going to talk about Biden's economy.